Patrick Smalley of Business Desk is with us. Hey, Patrick.
I can't compete with any of that.
No, and nor should you, because I feel like I am in the hole that I have dug myself, and something's going to happen and it's probably bad. But anyway, so this is the last time we are actually talking before you go on your sabbatical. How much of your sabbatical are you across, and how much of the planning of this have you left to your wife?
I don't want to brag because it's more an indication of a condition that I suffer from, but I've planned almost everything.
What is your condition?
Loving to plan holidays.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think this sounds to me like an advantage. Okay, so where are you going?
I feel a little bit reluctant to talk about this because we're in a recession and I'm about to go and have a long holiday, but just suffice it to say, I never did the big OE, and I've never actually been in Europe in summer. And I'm told that it's nice.
So, and also, your other excuse, Patrick, is that you worked very hard, set up a business and sold it recently, right? So it's fair enough.
Yeah, we did sell the business a couple of years ago, and, you know, you only live once, and we don't own a batch or anything. We'll spend a bit of money, but also have I hope, a really memorable time, and I'll be back in harness at Business Desk later in the year in September.
Just tell me, please, that you're doing something.
Right.
Are you going to do something like hire a villa in Italy and stay there for a few weeks, or, you know, a little cottage in France or something, and really experience it in a village?
Yes. Some of that sort of thing's going on.
Yes.
We're not
good.
Going to France, so I can speak French, but I don't like the influence of France on the New Zealand economy, so I'm not spending my money there.
Okay, a weird position to take on things. Now, do you realise that, are you going to get FOMO in late May when we're all sitting in the banquet hall in Parliament listening to Nicola Willis deliver her first budget?
I probably not, or if I do, it'll be very, very short-lived. I'm looking forward to reading about that budget, though. I mean, it's I don't know how many budgets I've done, probably not as many as Barry, but 30-something,
yeah,
one way or another. And it's always interesting when a new government comes in. And while I'm not making a comparison because they're both women, that the budget this time does remind me a bit of the challenge that Ruth Richardson faced in 1991, where big deficits loomed, spending restraint was required. This time they're going to wallop in somehow or other some tax relief as well, but certainly if she's faking it, Nicola Willis is doing a pretty good job of looking quite confident that she can deliver this, so it'd be interesting to see how that all goes.
And do you reckon that by the time you get back in September we'll have had a rate cut?
I think it's possible. I really think the feeling I have at the moment is that the New Zealand economy is stalled and neutral. That was the plan. That's what the Reserve Bank told us last week. It's doing what it was meant to. But if it stalls for long enough, we will get a fast drop in inflation and will be cuts by around about that time, probably. But I think I'm probably early compared to most actually paid economists who, you know, whose job it is to know it's actually likely to happen.
Well,
I just think things feel very weak and
Yeah, I would agree with you. It does feel very weak. You go and enjoy yourself, and hopefully we've had a rate cap by the time you come back, so you don't have to pay too much in interest for all the money that you're going to be spending while you're over there. Off you go. That's Patrick Smalley of Business Desk.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.